I'm a fourth-year human development and family sciences major, and I'm just here to share with you the single most important thing that's ever happened in my life, which is surrendering it to Jesus. I grew up in Ohio, and for my whole life, I went to church with my family every Sunday, and I caught on to this like exchange where I go to church, I do the right thing, I fit the mold, say or do whatever makes people happy, and then they'll love me, or at least like me. I subconsciously thought the same of my relationship with God, and I thought if I worked really hard to do what I thought he wanted me to do, that maybe he would love me more. I successfully made this exchange with the people around me, and I was seen as the girl that had it all together. People liked me when I was put together, but even then, I never experienced true friendships or feeling truly loved, and I lived this way for as long as I can remember. Fast forward to my freshman year of high school, I had a friend tell me that I should join a worship band called Impact. It was a traveling worship team. I thought it sounded interesting and fun, and I figured it was another thing that everyone else would approve of, so I tried it out. However, by this point in my life, I was exhausted from holding it all together. I had no true identity or sense of self, and I felt that there was nobody who loved me for me. They only loved the perceived perfect version of me. But in reality, I was insecure, broken, empty, and lonely. I didn't even like myself. So if there really was a God, how on earth could he possibly love me? I was accepted onto that praise team for whatever reason, but at that point, I just wanted life to end. There was no point in living anymore, and I tried to be perfect in every single way possible, but I could never reach perfection. I felt so lonely, and I lived with this hole in my heart that nothing could fill. I just wished it would all be over soon. But for some reason, I still showed up to that week-long camp for the traveling praise team. That's when we learned all the songs. It was there that I played my guitar and I listened to the songs. And as I listened to the lyrics, I didn't really connect with any of them, and I was not convinced that this God was even real. I decided that after the first day, I was going to go home. But for some reason, I stayed for day two. And I'm really glad I stayed for day two, because that changed my life and also my eternity. It was that day that we had a message kind of like the keynote talk we have here at 180, and I don't remember exactly what was said, but I remember feeling so tired from how I was living my life. I remember feeling drawn to surrender it all my failures and my successes. So that's what I did. I surrendered my life to the one who created life, and it felt like a huge weight being lifted off my shoulders. I now know God is real, and he sees me as I am. I was comforted as that feeling of the hole in my heart was filled with the Holy Spirit. God sees me and knows me, my failures and imperfections and all of it, and he still pursues me. He loves me so much that he took on the consequence for all my imperfections so that I could be with him forever. There's no greater love than that. I'm fully known and fully loved by God, my creator, our creator, and so are you. I'm still not perfect, though I sometimes strive to be. But God constantly reminds me to rest in his grace. I don't have to strive. I just need to rely on him and to look to him. He wants to be in relationship with me, and it's as simple as that. There's nothing I can do to make him love me any more or any less. I cannot add or subtract. I'm not good with math. but I can't add or subtract from his abundance of love for me. It's all sufficient. And all I can do is accept that love and grace with a grateful heart and know I am fully and unconditionally loved by God. Jesus says in Matthew 11, 28 through 29, "Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls." Questions or just want to talk to me, I'll be down here after 180, and I'd love to chat with you, and we could exchange numbers, grab coffee, whatever. But yeah, I'm Meg, and this is my 180 story.